재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, as you guys know, today it is Tuesday, July 28th. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 28일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at this here. It came out in 1998, actually. And this one here is about the transfer system, specifically at some subway stations here in Seoul at the time. So, I will read this off to you guys in Korean first. We'll switch it on over into English, and then we'll have a nice little chat. How's that sound? All right, so let's take a look at this here. It says... 종로 3가 동대문 운동장 왕십리역 지하철 환승 시설 대폭 손질. So what that's talking about there is three stations we're talking about here. 종로 3가 is a station here in Seoul. It's a very large station. 동대문 운동장 was 동대문 Stadium. And then 왕십리역 is 왕십리 Station here. That's also a very big station in the Seoul subway line. And then they were talking about 지하철 환승 시설 대폭 손질. And so what that's talking about is big repairs are happening on the subway transfer system. And so the way we know about this here, if we want to break it down, is that transfer system is that 환승 시설. And so 환승 is kind of the term we use for talking about transferring. And so 환승 시설 is the transfer system. And then when they're talking about this system, they're saying there are going to be these drastic repairs, like massive repairs. And the reason we know that is that last word, that 대폭 손질. 대폭 손질. So if we break that down, 대 means big. I think we've mentioned that before, really big things. And that 폭 is kind of the width or the range of it, the spectrum of it. And finally, that 손질 is talking about fixing, repairing, mending something. So when you smush it all together and you get that 대폭 손질, we're talking about the big repairs that are happening there. And finally, what I really want to cover here is finally just some of these words you get in there, that 동대문 운동장, you'll actually see this term a lot of other places because 운동장 is the term for stadium. So you can see that at like sports stadiums. A lot of the times there's other stations around Seoul that has 운동장 in it as well. So just be aware if you're going around that means a stadium. But apparently at 1998 at the time, they were kind of announcing they're going to repair a couple stations because specifically places like 종로 3가 or 왕십리 or 동대문, as any of our Seoul listeners will know, they are so crowded and they are so big and they are just, oh, it takes so long to get from them. Even now, and it is 2020, I dread walking around at 왕십리 station. Oh, I do not look forward to it because at the time in 1998, a lot of those pathways to walk down to different lines at a, for example, 종로 3가, there are three different lines there. There's line 5, line 1, and line 3 that all cross through there. And at the time, in 1998, these pathways were really narrow and very long. And so people would have to walk long periods of time. They weren't very accessible in terms for people who were maybe disabled. And as well as for elderly people, they really encountered a lot of problems and inconvenient situations. And so the Seoul Metropolitan Subway Construction Headquarters was like, all right, we hear you. We got you. We're going to start fixing some of these. We'll throw in some, you know, new staircases that might cut your time in half here. We'll try to make the distance, the transfer distance, a little bit less long. I'd say, I don't want to say shorter exactly. And then they were also trying to improve the structure, kind of widen those pathways, make it so more people could transfer and it's not bottlenecking for each transfer station there. And they also installed a lot of things like escalators, elevators, those moving walkways as well, which even today, I love the moving walkways. Those are so beneficial. official. So for any of you guys here, if you do come to Seoul, just be aware there are some stations here that can be quite confusing. I have lived here almost 6 years, and if I'm not paying attention, I will sometimes end up in the wrong place. So just keep your eyes open at certain big stations here so you don't have a horror story of ending out in the middle of Gyeonggi-do somewhere. But basically, if I want to hear if you guys have any kind of stories about this. If you guys have had any problems in terms of transferring around Seoul or perhaps a different city that has kind of maybe not the best transfer system, let me know on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. I would love to hear your stories. 네, 여러분, 환승할 때 어려움을 겪어보신 적이 있으신가요? Wow, there my mouth just kind of melted. 겪어보신 적이 있으신가요? 네, 50원의 유료 문자 샵 1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글창에 댓글을 남겨주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요. But now our next song coming up here is by Passenger and it's called Anywhere. Everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3. And before we get into our final headline here, I just wanted to get to some of your messages that I got in here. They're really great. First up here is Reese Jade. It says, I don't usually ride trains or subways because I prefer buses and jeepneys, which is local transport vehicles here in the Philippines. So when I do, I try not to doze off and always look at the map. That is probably the best thing you can do. I have had it where I was so tired, I fell asleep on the subway on my way home. And I woke up in a different city. So that was fun. Yeah, I woke up in Incheon, which was where the airport is. And then I had to go all the way back to Seoul. So yeah, definitely don't fall asleep whenever you're riding public transport if you can. Vroomi here says, the problem I have in transportation, especially in trains, is that number one, it never arrives on time. And number two, it's too cramped. Oh yeah, those are always a problem here. I find that the rush hour times are the worst times to try to travel via those like public transportations. And finally, Tris here says, I usually ride trains whenever I go to uni because it's the most convenient mode of transportation because when I get off at the station, the uni is just in walkable distance. That is probably the best thing. When I lived in Russia, I also took public transportation because it would drop me off right outside my school. Unfortunately, my entire time to get from home to school took about 1.5 hours. But definitely had to say the transportation system was the most convenient option there. But I'm glad to hear you guys all have had stories like myself here. It makes me feel better. But now let's get into our final headline. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know how it goes here. I'm going to take this headline and I'm just going to break it on down, make it nice and easy for you guys, give you those key words, key phrases, just kind of the key information that you need in order to understand the news that's going on these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest things in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today is actually quite an important topic, at least in my opinion, because I'm always concerned about your safety. Today we're going to be talking about electromagnetic waves. Oh my goodness. Yes. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 전자파와 관련된 내용이네요. So when we're talking about these here, this is going to be specifically related to different pieces of technology that you might own, different products you might have, and things to be aware of and be careful. So let's read this here in Korean first. We'll switch it on over into English and then we'll have a nice little chat. It says here, 편리한 무선 중전기, 머리맡에 두고 쓰지 마세요. And so what that's talking about here is convenient, because we've got that 편리한. We're talking about something that is convenient. And it says wireless charger. So I think you guys might have heard me mention before about 충전기. So 충전기 are the terms we use for chargers. But when they're wireless, you guys know what I'm talking about. Those ones that you don't need the cord to plug in. You can literally just kind of set your phone on top of it and it starts charging. Those are the wireless chargers. And those are called 무선 충전기. So 무선 is that term for wireless. There's no wire, no, you know, stream or like cord or anything like that. And then it's finally saying at the end here that 머리맡에 두고 쓰지 마세요 is saying don't leave it near your bedside there. Don't leave it near, you know, where you're going to be sleeping, because that 머리맡 is the term we use for one's bedside. And so it's talking about don't put it there. Don't place it there. And we often will use this term 두다. You guys have probably heard it in other cases. Like a lot of people will usually just say something like, oh, where do you want me to put this? Or where should I put this down? You'd usually just say like, oh, 이거 어디에 둘까? Or 어디에 둘까요? You're just kind of like, oh, where should I put it down? That's usually a situation we use 두다 a lot. I'd also say like, if I was going to answer somebody, I'd probably be like, oh, I put it over there, or I placed it down over there. You might be like, oh, 저기다 뒀어. 저기다 뒀어. So those are kind of places or situations you'd use it very commonly. But here we're talking about don't place it near your bedside. And so the reason for that here are, while these wireless chargers are really popular these days, unfortunately, when they're not charging, so when there isn't a phone on top of it, they are emitting quite a few electromagnetic waves, more than you might think. So for example here, there was a study that was conducted by the Ministry of Science and ICT, and it said that when the phone was on the wireless charger, it emitted 2.22% for the standard human protection, like the amount of electromagnetic waves. But if the phone was not on it, it went all the way up to 6.86. So that's kind of a big increase there in terms of those electromagnetic waves, and having them so close to your body and your head, especially when you're sleeping or, you know, if you're not using it, that's not exactly the best. Like, now, don't worry, it's not exactly at the harmful level, but I mean, we all kind of want to choose to do what's best for our body here and maybe avoid that. You can also check if any products have passed the EM test, the electromagnetic wave test, and because different products have different results. And finally here, they also warned about pillow massagers. Apparently those give off about 8.47%, which is even higher than the wireless charges. So just kind of be aware of those things here if you are using them. I personally don't, because I'm old school and I love having those chargers with the wires. But if you do use those, let me know. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say. 네, 여러분은 무선 충전기를 사용하시나요? 50원의 유료 문자 샵1013으로 보내주시거나 인스타그램 @koreangenius1013 혹은 유튜브 라이브 스트리밍 댓글을 알려주세요. 추첨을 통해 커피 쿠폰 드릴게요.
And finally, let's take a listen to our next song. It's by 윤도현 밴드 and it's called 머리 아파.
나 준비됐어.